The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
All right, number five, do not speak to the insurance company. Now, I know that you're like, oh, well, the insurance company, they're the ones who are going to pay for my injury. So why would I not want to talk to them? You don't want to talk to them at least right away, because first off, they're going to call you and offer you like $500 to settle your case. So if you've got a splinter in your finger, or if you've got maybe you stubbed your toe or something like that, and you don't want to get any medical treatment, maybe you'll accept their $500. Understand that if you accept an early settlement, they're going to have you sign a release, which means you can't come back after them again. So just keep that in play. Understand that, because if you sign your rights away and you accept their money early on, and then it turns out that it's more of a devastating injury than you thought, then there's nothing you can do about it. So you really want to kind of have a waiting period before you talk to the insurance company. And they might say, well, if you don't respond to us, or they might leave you a message, we're going to close your case. Listen, you have 3 years from the date of the accident to make a claim in the state of Maryland. Outside the state of Maryland, in every state, there are different statute of limitations. Usually, I think in California, it's 1 year with some exceptions. In Florida, it's 4 years. Check your local statute of limitations, the state statute of limitations. But that's how long you have to make a claim. And if you don't do it by then, if you don't actually file a lawsuit within the statute of limitations in your state, then your case is finished and there's nothing else you can do. So here's my advice. Go ahead and speak to an attorney. That's actually my number six, because an attorney is going to tell you, you know, what to do. You don't know what you don't know. Attorneys, we do this for a living. This is what I do for a living. So you definitely want to get at least legal advice. Going about it on your own and trying to settle it is very, very hazardous. And I really don't have enough time to go into it right now as to all the different tricks that and deceptions that the insurance companies can play on you, but there's a lot of them, okay? The other thing is this, give the insurance company a recorded statement. You can give them a written statement, but I would never give them a recorded statement, because what they turn that into is a deposition. They turn it into an interrogation. They ask you all types of questions because you don't know what's appropriate to answer and what's not appropriate to answer. And you think that you've got to impress the insurance company. You don't. The insurance company is responsible for compensating you for the negligence of their insured, the store that you are at, or this whatever facility you are at. And that facility, that store pays a premium to, they pay monthly premiums to the insurance company to pay for injuries that someone like you have sustained or might sustain. And that's just the cost of doing business. So again, no recorded statements. Don't talk to the insurance company right away. And I think the best case scenario is to talk to an attorney. That's number six. Because when you talk to an attorney, you're going to talk to someone that knows what they're doing. Somebody who handles personal injury cases. And that's, make sure you talk to a personal injury attorney. Here at the Injured Senior, National Injured Senior Law Center, we represent seniors who are injured in slip, trip, or fall accidents, any type of vehicle accident, medical malpractice, nursing home. There are so many hazards out there for our injured senior nation. So do yourself a favor, and God forbid you should get injured by the negligence of someone and have a slip or trip and fall injury. But if it does happen, give us a call. Okay. So till next time, stay well, stay safe, and I will talk to you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.